Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Early morning with Sotumeya, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9.
We are talking motivation, we are talking inspiration, we are just talking, you know, just about going out there and just getting what is rightfully yours, your own success or whatever it is that you are looking for. And joining me in the studio is Confidence Seleme on our regular feature, the Confidence Corner. And we're talking about sowing for success, because, you know, success is not something that is, you don't gain it by osmosis. You don't just, you don't just dream it up or something. It is something that you actually have to work for. I must tell you, one of the best quotes I've ever seen. In fact, I only know this because it's my daughter's favorite advert.
Yeah.
Where Caster Semenya is talking about winning, and she says, "You don't get what you want; you get what you work for."
100%, 100%, and it's what you just said is directly aligned to the message today, because sowing, there's an action, there's an activity that goes into it. So you're giving something in order to get something back at a later stage.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about sowing for success, you know, the first thing I want to say, and it's a statement that I believe is quite important, that it's not everybody that reaps when harvest season comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's only those who have sown. Imagine if you're a farmer and you haven't sown anything when it was time to sow, but when harvest time comes, when other farmers are reaping their potatoes, reaping oranges, reaping apples, whatever they've sown, and you're expecting a harvest, but when they were sowing, you were not sowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in life. There are people maybe in your job that were working over hours, people that were contributing to ideas in meetings, people that were, you know, going over and beyond what they're paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when harvest season comes, when it's time for promotion, they're getting the promotion and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But and you're wondering, why am I not getting a promotion?
Yeah.
But when they were sowing, you were just sitting idle.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's time for reaping, when it's harvest season, they're harvesting and you're not. But it's because it's not everybody that harvests during harvest season. It's only those who have sown.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's confidence booster, I want to talk about three things that we should sow. Number one, I want to talk about sowing the gift that God has given you. Number two, sowing the time that you've been given. And also sowing our gifts, sowing our money, and sowing our time,
mm-hmm.
in that order. So when we begin changing the seeds we sow, we'll begin reaping new things. Maybe there are things that you've been sowing in the past. Maybe you've been, you know, instead of sowing your time appropriately, you were sowing procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start sowing your time appropriately, the things that, you know, you've been sowing, you'll get back. When you sow apples, you get apples back. So number one, I want to start with sowing your gift. You know, your gift is something that, you know, you're able to do with a great amount of ease. You know, for you, so too, it may be broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting comes naturally and easily to you. Somebody else may come and sit in that chair and not be able to do what you're doing. It's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had to sow your gift. You have to practice your gift. You know, there are many, you know, our best soccer players are not on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Our best soccer players are somewhere, you know, in a tavern drinking their lives away.
Mm-hmm. Talking about when they used to play.
When they used to play on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go to the pitch and sow the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't reap anything from it. So whatever your gift is, your gift may be teaching, your gift may be, you know, entrepreneurship, your gift may be, you know, rearing kids, your gift may be, you know, contributing to society via motivation, your gift may be writing, your gift may be singing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't practice it, if you don't sow it, then you won't reap anything from it. So number one, we have to sow the gift. Whatever gift you've been given, we all get our gift, you know, in seed form.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't give it to you early a tree that is finished.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to work.
Mm-hmm.
There's work that you have to put in. So whatever gift you've been given, you receive it as a seed. But if you don't sow the seed will never grow.
Mm-hmm.
You'll die with your seed inside of you and it will never have produced fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take your gift, you go to whatever field it is you're in, whether it's the field of sports, whether it's the field of entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. whether it's the field of parenting even.
Mm-hmm.
You go there, you sow your seed so that it produces fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, we have to sow our gifts. Number two, we have to sow our money. Sow our money. And there are two things I want to state in sowing our money. In sowing your money, number one, you sow it by giving to the less privileged. You know, whether it's 5 rand or 500 rand or 500,000 rand, it's not about the amount. It's about the principle.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, no matter how bad you think things are for you, there's somebody who's worse off. And even if you have 5 rand to spare, if you take that 5 rand and say, you know what, every month I'm going to buy somebody a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's sowing your money into somebody's life has benefits for you. You know, one of the things that makes people so unhappy is that we tend to make our lives, our finances, everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that spare money, you think, I'm going to buy myself the 10th pair of jeans. Mm. You think that's going to make you happy. But actually, if you take it and you sow it somewhere, you might get more happiness. Mm-hmm. Another thing we have to do with our money is we have to invest our money in creating extra revenue streams. So if you have that extra 500 a month, instead of going and buying the 7th pair of jeans, why not maybe you're good at baking, why not buy an extra stove,
mm-hmm.
and start sowing your money in making more money for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is sowing our time. So in sowing our time, we can either sow our time in good soil or in bad soil.
Mm.
If you're always watching TV, bad soil. Mm-hmm. If you are always at parties, bad soil.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always, you know, out with friends doing things that are not progressive for your life, bad soil. So you have to start looking at your life and say, what am I sowing my time in?
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a place I want to go in life, and I say, you know what, I'm going to progress, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to register for that course, that's good soil. If you say, even if you're watching TV, I'm going to watch the kind of TV that feeds my gift,
mm-hmm.
the kind of TV that gives me no knowledge. Maybe you're a broadcaster and mm-hmm. you start watching, you know, documentaries about great broadcasters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's sowing your time in good soil, mm-hmm. and you will reap.
Mm-hmm.
I want to end off by stating what I said in the beginning. It's not everybody that reaps when harvest season comes. It is those who have been sowing. So ask yourself, what am I sowing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you're sowing your gift in, whatever you're sowing your money in, whatever you're sowing your time in, that will give you the harvest. And if you want to reap a good harvest, make sure that you're sowing in good soil. Sowing for success.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. I feel inspired. I feel like I'm wake up after this, I must just go.
Wonderful. And just a reminder,
yeah.
On this coming Saturday, we're having the 120 in 2020 book launch.
Yes.
One author, 20 books launch in 2020. Follow me on Confidence Seleme on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Confidence_Word for more details, or email me info@ConfidenceSeleme to RSVP. It's going to be great.
All right. Thank you so much. So that was Confidence Seleme talking to us about sowing the seed for success.
For your morning inspiration, Sutu Meyer, 5 to 6 a.m.
on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.